From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Western leaders call for Russia to agree to an immediate ceasefire with Georgia, but there's no sign that any dialogue is taking place. We'll speak with a senior Georgian diplomat coming up.
First, we'll go to the scene of the fighting. Those are Georgian attack helicopters over the town of Gori. That's about 20 miles outside South Ossetia in Georgia. NPR's Ivan Watson is there as Russian troops have pushed into the territory of Georgia. And Ivan, what are you seeing now from where you are?
Madeline, I was watching from this hilltop that I'm standing on. I was watching Georgian and Russian artillery dueling back and forth over this flat plain in front of me over a distance of probably 10 or 15 miles when suddenly, out of nowhere, seven Georgian attack helicopters roared over the hill directly to my right. They were flying perhaps 200, 300 feet above the ground, and they roared over that plain and then began circling and strafing the ground about 10 miles away. The ground lit up with fire and smoke as they circled over an area and just pummeled it. And then within the span of about 2 minutes, those helicopters were beating a hasty retreat, returning the same direction they came back over. Really a lightning raid that appears to have come from what little amount of a Georgian Air Force there is in the relatively small Georgian military.
And relatively small, meaning there are only between 2,000 and 3,000 active fighters in the Georgian army. And yet, Russian troops are still advancing into Georgia proper?
That I can't confirm. I do see that there is smoke rising from explosions. It's been going up along this plain that leads to South Ossetia for the past several hours. We've seen incoming Russian artillery hitting villages and areas in this kind of zone in between the Georgian town of Gori and South Ossetia for some time, and we've seen Georgian artillery firing out flashes of fire and smoke as they fired dozens of outgoing shells at the Russian front lines.
Now, the United States and Western nations have condemned Russia's attack on Georgian forces in South Ossetia. What is happening with the diplomatic efforts there?
Well, the French foreign minister arrived in Tbilisi last night, Bernard Kouchner, and he has held talks with the Georgian president, Mikhail Saakashvili. The two of them traveled to Gori today to investigate the area. I saw the Georgian president marching around part of town that was bombed by Russian airstrikes, wearing a camouflage flak jacket before his aides whisked him away, saying there was a danger of Russian warplanes nearby. Now, the French foreign minister stayed a little bit longer. I spoke with him briefly. He said that he had begun the negotiation process, that President Saakashvili had signed a document, the preliminary step for a ceasefire. Now, Bernard Kouchner, the French foreign minister, has to fly to Russia to try to convince the Russians to get on board with this mediation process. And we're also hearing reports that the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is due in Georgia tomorrow.
NPR's Ivan Watson in the town of Gori in Georgia. Ivan, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.